Hello and welcome back to anyone who has just listened to episode 65. This is a bonus quiz that we are throwing in just because I've been promising Mike that we're going to do this for over a year and now we're going to do it. So our contestants today, Lewis. Hello again, Lewis.
I'm going to lose.
Yep. And Lewis, who is worried about his knowledge of Dreamcast games, is taking on Mike, the writer of the Dreamcast Ultimate Collector's Guide. Hello, Mike. Yes.
Hello, my body is ready. I'm a massive quiz fan. this is literally my favourite moment of my life.
This could be the moment that really
yes, pulls. Yes, I'm going to lose so badly now.
That pulls Tom back into the Dreamcast. Because he was blocking this for so long, Lewis. But me and Mike were desperate to do it. And now there's no one to stop us. So we're going to go with a going for gold style quiz. I'm going to start reading you clues. When you are ready, you're going to buzz in. And you'll be awarded points, arbitrary points, based on how well I feel you've done and how you've answered the question. So this is clue number one for game number one.
Okay.
Are we ready, Mike?
I am.
Are we ready, Lewis?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Let's play. I was released on the Dreamcast in the year 2000. I am a sequel. I am a 3D game. I am part of a long-running franchise that still exists.
Beep, beep, buzz, whatever we're going to do.
Go on, Mike.
Oh, I'm going to make a mistake now, aren't I? I'm going to say Virtua Tennis 2.
Is incorrect.
Ah.
I'm going to continue. I was developed by Ubisoft.
Buzz.
Go on, Lewis.
Rayman 2, The Great Escape, is it?
It is Rayman 2. I would not need the prefix. So that is 2 points to Lewis for the first question because he got it with the final answer. Or the final clue was I was originally 2D.
Really?
Right. Oh. Moving on to game two. I was released in the year 1999. A port of me to the PS2 was announced but eventually cancelled. Straight from Wikipedia, that. I contain references to another Dreamcast game. I am a spin-off game. Although I am a different genre of game to my Inception game.
Beep.
Mike.
Oh, I think it's Zombie Revenge.
It is Zombie Revenge. 2 points. Is that what you were going to say, Lewis?
Because I just bought the game. I looked it up and it said there was a PS2, you know, port to be... Oh, no.
Hopefully that's true because it's in the quiz now. Right, game number three. We're tied at 2-2. I was released on the Dreamcast in the year 2000. I was also on the N64, the GBC, the Game Boy Color, and the PlayStation. I have multiplayer. I scored a 4.6 out of 10 on IGN. I am a racing game. I feature licensed and unlicensed fictional cars that bear a resemblance to real cars. I was made by Titus Software.
Beep.
Mike.
Roadsters.
It is Roadsters. Have you played this, Lewis?
No idea when it comes to racing, I'm afraid, guys.
4.6 from IGN seems fucking generous.
That was a great score, yeah. I'd be happy with that.
Right, and then the final one. I was made by a Dutch development team. I appeared on other consoles other than the Dreamcast. I was released in 2009.
Beep.
Mike.
Rush Rush Rally Racing.
It is Rush Rush Rally Racing, giving you a total 3 points for that answer and giving you 5, 6, 7 overall to Lewis's 2. So there we are. That is the end of the quiz. I don't know why Tom would never let us do that because that was bloody phenomenal, if you ask me.
I think it was
good.
Yeah.
So
I would have known at least 2 of those. So, you know, fair play.
Your punishment for losing, Lewis, is that you have to go and play Roadsters now.
Okay.
You'll get a pre-owned copy for that for about £2, or nice. You'll get a brand new sealed version for about £7, maybe.
Is it as bad as Spirit of Speed?
Don't say the name. Oh. Don't say Spirit of Speed. No, we can't say Spirit.
I think if they were put together in a vote and you had to play both of them, I think you'd be close to not being able to call that.
Roadsters is the biggest distinction of Roadsters. It's the only game which, even though how bad it was, they still thought it would be a good idea to do a sequel, which is pretty much the exact same game, and is still as bad.
Quite like the cover, though. I know it's a bit bland, but...
an interesting fact, the cover, the PAL cover of Roadsters, is that the European version is, it's got a red car, and we've got a yellow car in the UK, or other way around, I can't remember which one it is though.
I hope it's we've got a yellow, because that's what I'd put on my quiz, but I couldn't be bothered to get my copy out of the loft, so I Google searched it, just to show my complete professionalism.
I think our one's yellow, and I think the European one, rest of Europe, I think is red.
Maybe I'll ask Halifax Italia about that when they finally get back to me. they're probably just trying to like rouse the CEO from his like Caribbean island to make sure we've got the correct level of fishiness to help us.
Or you'll find that you've contacted Halifax, you know, building
bank, society. And then from the Halifax or whatever he was called that used to sing on the end. Yeah. I bet he loved the Dreamcast.
I bet he did. He must have. His life was full of joy, you could tell.
There we go. Thank you very much. I hope you enjoyed the bonus quiz. If this gets at least 5 people who say they will enjoy it, we will put further versions on in the future. If more than that people say they don't like it, we won't pay any attention. We'll still just work to that number of 5 positives.
I think it was good and we should just do it anyway. Forget what everyone else says.
There we go. Yeah. So thank you very much again, and we will catch you in the future.
This is a Dreamcast disc and is for use only on a Dreamcast unit. Playing this disc on a hi-fi or other audio equipment can cause serious damage to its speakers.
Dreamcast, up to 6 billion players.
Welcome back to the Stage of History.
Why don't we play together?
Hey, it's time to make some crazy money. Are you ready? Here we go!
Please stop this disc now.